Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, continuing our theme of a couple weeks ago of checking in with some old buddies, we're going to take another look at a winery that's very well established, very big, and has produced some very, very good and reliable wines over the years. And this would be Ferrari Carano.
Ferrari Carano, absolutely. This is the Carano family, and they started this endeavor in 1981 in the Dry Creek area of Sonoma County. They have really, really expanded their portfolio. It's quite broad. I mean, I'm going to talk about some Fumé Blanc, some Chardonnay, and the Sienna Red Blend, as well as a Cabernet. But there's a pretty big Meritage Red. They're doing Zinfandel. They're doing Pinot Noir. So they're doing a whole lot of it's a very broad portfolio. I just thought I would look at sort of a couple of classics. They're very well known for their Fumé Blanc. As 2012 is the vintage that I tried. It's also, I think, a really good value. It sells for about $15 to $16, $17. So it's a pretty good value there. It's got wonderful flavors of peach, quince, a little bit of citrus, and then they actually do a little bit of oak aging, but it's older oak barrels, so it's a really subtle nuance on the oak. Certainly doesn't go over the top at all. And with a nice, bright, crisp acidity and some just wonderful aromatics. I mean, it's just a classic, wonderful Fumé Blanc.
Now, this always used to have a pretty intense flavor.
Oh, yeah.
It still does.
Oh, no, this is not pussyfooting around.
Okay.
No, it's Fumé Blanc. It's really quite nice. They have this really interesting Sienna, they're calling it, which is their sort of their Calital blend. They don't give you the percentages, but it's Sangiovese, Syrah, Malbec, and a little bit of Cabernet Sauvignon. So, yeah, it's kind of a blendy kind of approach. I liked this. This is going to sell for $24 to $25 a bottle. It was the 2011 is the one that I tried. Sort of classic black fruits with a little blackberry, et cetera, spice and some raspberry, a little bit of cola, cinnamon, and obviously a touch of vanilla oak. I wouldn't say I closed my eyes and thought I was in Chianti. But definitely, this has got some wonderful Italian notes. I liked it quite a bit. So if you're looking for a Calital approach, that would be a good one right there. Chardonnay, I think they probably built their initial reputation on Chardonnay
they
and Cabernet.
Sure did. Yeah.
And this was the regular Sonoma bottling, the 2012 vintage. About $25 to $27, depending on what the discounting pattern is that's going on there. This one is a blend of Dry Creek, Alexandra Valley, Russian River, and Carneros fruit. So they're sourcing from some great regions. Classic California, as you would expect, classic California Chardonnay, peach, pear, apple with a hint of vanilla, great acidity. I mean, it's a classic. You're not going to go wrong here. I think I kind of liked the overall Alexandra Valley Cabernet was probably my favorite of the four that I tried in this particular go-round. Sells for about $30. It's the 2011. And wonderful complex flavors of cedar, mocha, sort of a dried berry, dried fruit overall thing with a lovely note of oaky spice that just kind of permeates the whole thing. Well-structured, silky tannins with some nice, decent acidity and full-bodied. So $30 Saturday night dinner range, but the wine merits it. I thought it was really good.
That sounds really good. I just want to remind our listeners that we still have some places left on the Vineyards and Victories tour. I'm going to be going this fall to Portugal and Spain. If you want more information on it, go to the WYPR website, find the Cellar Notes page, and we've got all the links right there. I hope you can join us. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.